We'll start with what?
Hey, Jay, how long did it take for maybe for you individually to sort of understand what this new staff was about and realize that, hey, it's kind of been a crappy few months here, but I think I can trust these guys maybe?
It didn't take me too long. Just coming in, just knowing a little of their background, doing a little research, it didn't really take me long to know that these guys mean what they say what they mean, and they coming in for one thing, and that's to win games.
To piggyback that, I asked Coach Highboy, I asked the guys last night when they're on the shows with us. Cedric Kilman said he kind of got a feeling when Heupel sat down in that meeting room that first night, and then Jabari said his real first feeling was the first padded practice because it was just different. You all were having fun. It was just had a different feel to it. Was there a point in time where you're like, okay, we might can work with this?
Basically, when, like he said, when Coach Hype came and talked to us, he was basically laying down the rules and the things that he wanted to see out of the program and the ways that he's going to – the way basically he's going to manipulate everything, the way we can get what we want out of the program is when I really thought and sat down and it came to me that this is a group of coaches that really mean what they say and they're for the players and they want to win games and they want to get Tennessee back to where it's supposed to be.
Jay, there were a bunch of guys that were seniors last year that had the extra year and went somewhere else. There are a few guys that stayed around. For you, what went into the decision to stick around? Did you ever consider leaving? And do you feel like that's sort of been rewarded, your perseverance to stay here?
Never really had the thought about leaving. I felt like God sent me here, and I felt like I had something that I needed to do. I had work to be done here. So that went into my decision to stay. But as far as, like, the rewarding part, I do feel like, me staying helped me gain a lot as a player and as a man, after football. So I'm glad I stayed.
What's this Vanderbilt game come to mean to y'all? I mean, I know that, you think of it historically, it's maybe, Tennessee, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, Bama, but this is the in-state game.
I think y'all come up
short before. You've won it before. What's this game mean to you?
It means a lot. Even though I'm not a Tennessee guy, a Tennessee kid, I still feel like I'm from Knoxville. So this game means a lot to me just because it's in-state and basically bragging rights on who runs the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, Jay, just what's this weekend going to be like for you? How much family, friends you're going to have in town? You're going to be able to fight back your emotions? What do you think is going to be going through your head on Saturday?
This game is going to be just like any other game, It is senior night, which is my last night playing in Neyland, which is a bittersweet moment. But after all, the accolades and extra, at the end of the day, it's still football and it's still a game that we got to play on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot of veterans on that defensive line, a lot of seniors. You guys have been through quite a bit together. Just what does it mean to go, be in the same situation with Matt, Latrell, some of those guys that have been through so much change here and kind of come out the other side of it?
Man, it's a good feeling. We joke around all the time about it, just the things that we've been through and the things that we persevered through. And it's just good to see that all our hard work and perseverance is finally paying off and we're actually getting the payment that we deserve.
Jay, was there ever a time last week where you were even a little bit concerned that y'all weren't totally focused? I know late in the season, you come from playing so many SEC games to then you're playing South Alabama. Did you ever feel like the team was going to lose focus, or were you ever worried about that?
No, I wasn't really worried about us losing focus. Our coaching staff does a good job with getting us focused and letting us know that at any given moment, you can be beat. This is a game where whoever shows up and play for 60 minutes, that's mostly the team that's going to come out on top. So there's never really a chance where I was worried that we were going to lose focus, because I knew that with the senior class that we have and our coaching staff, we weren't going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, Amari Thomas has really come on here towards like the last half of the season. From your vantage point, kind of what's it been like watching him grow and make plays?
It's been good. Amari is a guy that, when he came in, I took him under my wing a little bit, and just kind of taught him the ropes, as I would say. But it's been a great pleasure, you know, just watching him grow and become the football player that I knew that he could be in the end. And I'm very excited to see what he has in store for the future.
Are there some guys behind the scenes that have meant a lot to you? Like, you know, whether it be guys that were here and are no longer here, or guys that have been here the whole time, you know, academic people, support people that have meant a lot to you, and people that you'll take with you as you leave?
Yes, sir. There's been a lot of people that really everybody that I've came in contact with in my time here at Tennessee has meant something to me in such small ways and big ways. I mean, just being blessed to be here and just have those people in my corner and to know that I can call on them whenever I need them.
Jaquan, is there a young defensive lineman or two that doesn't get a ton of playing time and opportunity that you think, based on what they've shown you so far, has a bright future at Tennessee?
Bryson Easton, Don Bailey, and Isaac Green. Those are guys that don't get a lot of playing time, but as the years go on, you know, they will, and they'll show themselves and show what they can do.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.